This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live up in the Pacific Northwest, odds are real, real good that your air conditioner, if you're lucky enough to have one living up there, has gotten a whole lot of use lately. The East Coast, meanwhile, is its usual muggy July self, and don't even start on the desert Southwest. Air conditioning for all my friends. That, in a kind of a roundabout way, is the through line of a new book by Eric Dean Wilson. It's about air conditioning and how through it we can better understand global warming. It's called After Cooling, on Freon Global Warming and the Terrible Cost of Comfort.
So Freon was the first non-toxic refrigerant. It really made air conditioning possible in the industrialized world. But in the 70s, two scientists discovered that Freon was very swiftly destroying the ozone layer. And the good news is that we were able to phase out Freon by 1997. The production of Freon in the industrialized world was banned. And that came through a global international effort and cooperation.
Right. You know, it's interesting actually hearing you say that global cooperation led to the banning of Freon and the solution of this existential problem, although it's going to take another 40 years for the hole in the ozone to fully close.
That's
of course,
right.
Now the catch is we can't seem to agree on the actual global existential crisis of climate change. The thing that struck me about Freon and the thing you point out in the book was that it let us cool private spaces instead of just public spaces. Talk about that for a little while, would you?
So air conditioning seems like a great tool in a heat wave, for instance, and it is. But the problem is that when everyone is left up to their own devices to cool, only people who can afford air conditioners get to be cool. So the reason why individual air conditioning, is not the best solution, even in the short term, is that it often falls along race and class lines.
Yeah, you say here the comfort line began to reinforce the color line, which was a good turn of phrase. So we have switched chemicals away from Freon, and yet our cooling habits are only growing, in part because we can, but also in part because the planet's just plain getting hotter.
That's right. So Freon was replaced with another chemical that didn't destroy the ozone layer, but was a major global warming gas. The current administration is moving away from these harmful global warming refrigerants. But the next chapter of air cooling is uncertain. When there are extreme events like life-threatening heat waves, yes, we need cooling. But the vast majority of energy for cooling in the United States is not for those events. It's for when it's 80 degrees outside, which granted is hot, but it's not life-threatening. Car air conditioning is a great example. You can roll down the windows and most car trips are under 20 minutes. You don't really need car air conditioning for survival unless you're driving across the Mojave Desert.
Well, so that gets to another point, which is that, and I'm going to paraphrase here, and you are not quite so short-sighted about it, but basically we've gotten soft, right? We're turning on the AC when it's 80 degrees.
That's right. You know, a designer named Cameron Tonkinwise says, our felt nature has changed.
Huh.
But I think that actually the way forward is to really think about what actually makes us comfortable, because our definition of comfort right now has led us into a world of heat waves, stronger hurricanes, major blackouts. That doesn't sound like a very comfortable world for me.
All right. So look, this is a system, much like climate change itself, right? This is a systemic problem, which we have proven ourselves not to be able to solve systemically. So it's left to individuals. But some guy not turning on the AC in his car and rolling the windows down ain't going to solve this problem.
You know, I think part of the difficulty is that we need elected officials, we need our leaders to really work together. But the paradox of that is that the reason that they'll act is because people from below, people like us, are demanding it. You know, if I choose not to have air conditioning, which I don't have in my very hot apartment right now.
Wow. No AC.
It doesn't really
do
anything
in Brooklyn in the summertime?
No AC in Brooklyn. I used it. Last time I used it was 2 days in 2019. It was 100 degrees and it was dangerous. So I chose to use it. So, You know, I'm certainly not calling for banning AC, but I'm calling for AC in life-threatening situations and granting access to it for those who really need it. And then for us to really consider better building design, more trees, better access to parks. These are all incredibly green solutions to cooling.
It's a book called After Cooling on Freon Global Warming and the Terrible Cost of Comfort. Eric Dean Wilson wrote it. Eric, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kai.